Hi, this is Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, very important to the success of the survey. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Oh, great. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I suppose it's all right. I guess I approve.
Okay, do you approve strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
I don't see anything he's done. Nothing is coming to mind, so I guess I disapprove because I really don't see what he's doing.
Okay. Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Disapprove.
Do you disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Again, she's not really visible. I'm not seeing anything that she is doing, so.
Okay.
I guess I disapprove.
Once again, do you strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or the wrong direction?
The wrong direction.
The wrong one. All right. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Oh, God. There's no independent party.
Yeah, this one is just, if we just had these two, right, that's what we're trying to find out.
Okay, I guess I would have to vote for Biden.
Biden, okay. All right, well.
Lesser of two evils.
So for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Probably Biden.
Still Biden, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
I somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
I guess I somewhat disapprove.
Sorry, did you say strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat. Gotcha. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Goodness. I somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove of that. All right, thank you. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
If it was to fund the roads, I would agree. But they don't always do what they say they're going to do. You know, they tend to write other things in there that will sometimes divert the funds. So
okay.
So if I would agree, if that's what they're going to do, if, I mean, there's really no way to tell at this point because, you know, it hasn't been designated for that. But if that's what it's for, I would agree.
Okay, and you would agree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly if they're doing what they say they are.
Okay, strongly. As long as they're actually going to do it, you said. All
right.
Right. All right, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Number one, maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland? Or number two, maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains?
I'd like to see the roads improved.
So, first one, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. And give me 1 second. So the next one says, would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
I would strongly agree, yes.
Strongly agree on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or just about the right amount in taxes?
I would say that we... probably too much in taxes.
Too much, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're almost done, by the way. I really appreciate your patience so far. So quickly moving on, pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead they offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I favor them.
Strongly or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
Strongly favor. Gotcha. Under a new law, a juvenile of 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
You say under 12?
Yeah, 12 years old or younger.
No, I don't favor that.
Do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose, all right.
Yes.
Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
I strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Okay.
Yeah.
How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Never.
Okay. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem? A problem? Not much of a problem or not a problem at all?
A big problem.
Big problem.
Yeah.
All right. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 and 45 years old to play?
I strongly oppose. No.
Strongly oppose. Thank you. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No, I strongly disagree. No.
Gotcha. Thanks. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
I agree.
You agree.
I strongly agree.
Strongly,
yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. Just a second. Here we go. So, do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid and dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. And if you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Should be illegal in most cases or illegal in all cases?
Legal in most cases.
Legal in most. All right. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability? Yes or no?
No, I don't.
You don't. All right, we're almost done. Thank you once again for your patience. So quickly moving on, Maryland tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages and tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
I would support that strongly, yes.
That's strong. Gotcha,
yeah.
Strongly. Okay, thank you. And the last questions are for statistical purposes only, and they will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. So we're almost done, I promise. So into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 60 or 65 and older?
65 and older.
65 and older, okay, thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right. If the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks and David Trone?
David Trone.
Trone. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. So candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C. representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. And candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George's County. And over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. So if the election were held today, for whom would you vote? Candidate A or candidate B?
Candidate A.
Candidate A, gotcha. What is your race, please?
I'm black.
Okay. What is your religious affiliation? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Protestant.
Okay. And that's about it. The survey has been completed. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a great rest of your night.
You do the same.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.